We're talking about the bracha of Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheiros Seyret, which is the first, at this point of the Shmoneh Esrei, is when we make a shift from discussing the more private, quote-unquote, individualized bakashas. Now we're asking for the klal. After Baruch Aleinu. Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheiros Seyret. This, right? Blow the grand shofar to free us, the sun ace, and lift up a post on the kabbitz goli yaseinu. Right? So we make a shift from the private bakashas to the klal bakashas. The klal bakashas are now is that we are is that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tzibur to bring a geula for the tzibur. Okay. Now, first of all, so what we're saying now is that the geula goes in stages, and the first step in the geula is Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheiroseinu, free us from the umayis ha'olam, the sanes the kabbitz goli yaseinu, and then from wherever people are now that the goyim are not in charge of us, now everyone should be kabbitz goli yaseinu. Everyone should from all the different places should gather together, and then come tziniach and mavrakam pusaris, and then let's all gather together into Eretz Yisrael. So those are the stages of the geula, and that's what we're asking for over here. Now, the question is, what does this mean? Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheiroseinu. Blow a big shofar, as opposed to a four footer, not a 5 footer. What does this mean? What are we referring to? Hashem is gonna blow a big shofar as opposed to a small one. This is no big or small. It doesn't make sense. The whole thing. Size should not play a role over here. And Hashem is gonna blow a shofar. In general, it's a funny concept. Now, but we say this, right? We say, you talk about the shofar Gadol, right? So we say such a concept that we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to be tekea a shofar Gadol in order to, what's the shaykhus, the shofar with the geula? Because since he didn't have email, so therefore the best way to be moidia people is through a shofar. I mean, there's got to be something to this. So the pshat is that, like we say in Rosh Hashanah, the shofar, the first time the shofar was exposed to Klal Yisrael was by Maimon Har Sinai. After that, there's a shofar that happens every year, and then afterward, there's a shofar of Asa Lovely. The Ramchal explains that the shofar is that concept which basically has the ability to completely destroy and quiet down the tzad hara that exists. That's the power of the shofar. For example, when they wanted the walls of Yericho to collapse, they blew the shofar. The shofar connects to that nekuda that where if something's ra in the world, it will just destroy itself. So the first step in perfecting the world was that Matan Torah. That was the first shofar. Protecting Matan Torah. The second shofar was every year we blow shofar because we're perfecting ourselves in the process of connecting back to that. But then finally the last shofar will be when Mashiach comes, it will be a complete bittul of the Ra. So the shofar Gadol means the shofar which is a complete, it's Gadol in quality, not in how big it is. It's the shofar which will completely destroy and obliterate all the Koach Hara and the Bria. And that's the shofar that we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring. And therefore, part of this tefillah is not only asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to physically gather together Klal Yisrael, but it's within each and every individual one of us. It's in order to bring out our Tzad HaTov versus our Tzad Hara. And that's really what we're asking for, because Mashiach cannot come until we perfect ourselves. So that's what it means. Tekah B'Shofar Gadol, and that will free us. Free us of what? That will free us of the Yitzhahara. That will free us of all those things which are shackling us in the current state that we're in. So if we can obliterate the tzadara through that shofar, that's what we're asking for. Because Rosh should give us the clarity in order that we should be able to see that and obliterate that kaf of ra. That's the deep understanding of what's going on in here. I went a little out there, but it's good. I mean, it's okay. The son ace lekabetz goliyaseinu. Be mekabetz are goliyos. So if Victor Miller has a diak over here, gather together the goliyos. At the end of the bracha, it says mekabetz nidchei amo Yisrael. Nidchei is, it doesn't say, it is a lashon of nidchei and there's a lashon of kabetz goliyoseinu. It doesn't say kabetz nidcheinu. Over here. Nidchei is pushed aside. Exactly. Well, but Victor Miller says like this, that I mean, and I'll just say this as well. But basically, I saw this also in Rav Schwab. Beautiful pshat. There's two levels of Klal Yisrael. There's two levels, and these are symbolized by the pasuk Uvo ha'oivdim be'eretz Ashur v'anidachim be'eretz Yisrael. The nidach was in Mitzrayim, but the oived was in Ashur. What's the difference? The Oivet is that which is lost. The Nidach is that which was pushed away. The difference is that the Oivet, Ashur, represents where we were kind of invited into the land. We were invited in. There's two potential sakanas in Galus. There's the sakana of the Oivet and there's the sakana of the Nidach. The Oivet is where we're invited into the land, but then we're afraid of being assimilated.
What's the shorish difference
between
nidcha and like nidcha?
It's the same shorish. Nidcha means you're pushed aside.
I thought you'd hear it.
No, we are gathering together the nidcha, those which were pushed away. Now we're gathering all together. So, ubo ha'oivdim, the people that were lost from Klal Yisrael are found in Ashur. Ashur is a very welcoming place. They treated us very nicely there. They gave us water. They put us in the proper area of the land. They treated us excellent. It was great. But we got lost there. We were oived. So those people have to come back. In Mitzrayim, it was a makom tzar. Okay, I think Rabbi Flayden is waiting. Mitzrayim was a makom tzar. So that is different. Makom tzar means that we were treated very badly. And there we were a nidach. We were like pushed away. So the nidachim are in Mitzrayim. And those people also we have to gather together. So those are the two levels that are being gathered together. All the Klal Yisrael, both the oivdim and the nidachim, everyone has to come together. And that's the kavitz in the galu yaseinu, is the galuyas of all sorts of different people have to be gathered together in order to completely experience the geula. The kabtzenu yachad me'arba kanfei sa'aretz, we should be gathered from all the lands. Then we say baruch at Hashem mekabetz nitchei amoy Yisrael mekabetz. Yeah, I think that's from Birkas HaChodesh. Chaverim Kol Yisrael. Yeah, it's from Rosh Chodesh. So the idea is that Mikabet Nitchei Amo Yisrael. We stress. It says Nitchei Amo. If you look back at the Brach of Gal Yisrael, it says Goyel Yisrael. It doesn't say Goyel Amo Yisrael. Why does it say Amo Yisrael? Because we're trying to stress, even though we were nidchei, even though they were pushed away, and even though they were treated like whatever, but Hashem always never forgot about them. Even at the point when other people did forget about them, Hashem never forgot about them, and they always retained the status of Amo Yisrael. So therefore, everyone in the Golos always retains that status of Amo Yisrael, and Hashem will eventually gather them all together in order for everyone to experience that proper geula. Okay.
Next time you'll tell me why.